Well, fuck, you know what time it is. It's time for PWA Radio, episode 32. You haven't heard 31 yet, I bet, because, yeah. But we're here, 32nd episode. That's a shitload of episodes. That's at least an hour an episode. Some of them even more. That's over a day of your life you spent listening to PWA Radio. And probably close
to a day and a half, what with the episodes where we had 10 people and it went for about 2.5 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, and considering we record way longer than we actually air, that's like 2 days of all of our lives spent wasted for your pleasure.
Better appreciate it.
Damn. So, all right, this is the big, you know what? This is the big preview show for the biggest show of the year, Genesis. It's personally my favorite show of the year. Yeah, it just is. It's awesome. Spectacular things always happen at Genesis. Big memorable events always happen at Genesis. This year is no exception, as the greatest headliner in the history of the PWA, main eventing Genesis, defending his prestigious world title.
Scotty Snow?
Yes. So we will get on to that later. First, we got to talk about Rampage. Bum, bum, bum. You know, that'd be kind of – maybe I should have some little theme music for Rampage. I don't know. Anyway, so let's just get right down to business. Shall we? All right, there we go.
You know, it's amazing if you say enough words enough times, they don't sound as good as they used to. Shall we? That just sounds like one of those towels you use on your car. Shall we?
Leave the comedy to me, please.
That's okay. No, we can't do that.
And we now have the name of the PWA knockoff brand.
Yeah, the shall we.
Hey, get a free case of power sauce bars with every order.
Yep, there you go.
But not in the continental U.S. because it's illegal there. Do not taunt Happy Funball. All right, we open up. Yeah, somebody got that one. Open up with a tag team match. A couple debuters in Jonathan, not number one, Riker. And we have Ryan Ross. What's his name? What's his nickname? Not cocky.
Does he have one?
Ryan Ross. No, you know, I went to an indie show over the weekend, and there was a dude with the worst wrestling nickname ever of Not Cocky.
That don't work.
I know, that's like puts the cap back on the toothpaste. That's another bad wrestling nickname. But you know what? I'm going to go to sign it to Ryan Ross. Not Cocky Ryan Ross and Jonathan Riker. Taking on the team of Scotty the Panther Snow, Jacob Nepotism Collins.
And the curse of Rob's nicknames has begun a new cycle.
and what the hell do you think
happened? I cheered for any debuting stars in the PWA.
What? Uh-oh.
I fear for any debuting stars, now that you are on a nickname kick, it's going to be stuck on them.
Mr. Ross, Mr. Riker taking on our new age, God forbid, copyright infringed job squad, our version. And it really wasn't that surprising. The team for new guys, couple new guys thrown together, they really work quite well together. You get the 1-2 punch, the mist in the face, followed by the submission, bada boom, it's over.
Yep.
I'm going to start banning mist in the face. It's going to become an illegal weapon from now on.
I thought it already was.
You see, it gets away with it too often. Like Enika, you know, that seems to be a trademark of hers too.
That ain't missed, my friend.
That's probably true.
All right,
the after effect of Rob catching up with her backstage.
So anyway, I got to tell you a little story here. We're gonna take a little break. It's story time with Rob.
That'll put Mr. Hardcore to sleep.
But somebody came to me. A listener in Ireland, the land of the Irish, he had this fantastic idea, actually, during the last go-around with Kyle Stevenson, the new old Kyle Stevenson. And he actually suggested that we hire somebody to debut as the real Kyle Stevenson and have the two feud. And I thought that would have actually been a pretty fantastic little story we could have told, but
except for one problem, neither one would show up.
Well, that's the problem.
Yeah,
that would be. But I thought it was a fantastic idea, but
yeah, that truly a dark match.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, this, and this was a fantastic idea from this guy, because the last idea he came to me with was a wrestling ventriloquist, but yeah. So anyway, you know what I'm talking about?
I thought we actually had one of those at one point.
Come here, puppet boy.
We don't talk about that.
We did?
Rod Tidwell.
Anyway, Rod Tidwell.
I haven't heard that name.
Yeah, well, there's a reason you haven't heard that name.
There's a reason.
He's a wrestling ventriloquist. Oh, yes. All right. Mm. Next match. Former Grizzly Beard champion. Current former Grizzly Beard champion. El Rey de Corazon. What?
You got to pronounce it correctly. It's El Rey de Corazons.
Uh-huh. El Rey de Corazon.
I'm sorry.
I am sorry.
Radio Rich is off his game tonight.
El Rey de Guy Who Cuts My Grass. Taking on Emperor Ian.
It's
the guy whose grass gets cut.
Wow. It's
the battle to become King of Kings.
Yeah, there
like
you go. You know, this should have been a Genesis match. That's right. Battle for the kinghoodshipness.
Imaginary kingdomness.
And you know what? Here's the thing. This is Emperor Ian is he won yet?
Has he?
Yes, he has
won this match.
Well, I thank you for spoiling it.
He does that.
Yeah, he does. No, I was just curious because I know he's faced actually some serious competition, not just like, you know, malicious or whatever, but serious. You know, he went up against Chameleon, and you know, it can be discouraging for new guys to go up against the seasoned veterans, I believe is what they're called. But he's, you know, been persistent and came out victorious against El Rey, who unfortunately he's a nice enough guy, I guess. He does a good job on the hedges. And all, but not been doing too good as far as winning streaks go, because he doesn't have one.
Well, it seems to be getting to El Rey. The guy's starting to get a little aggressive after outside the ring towards people he shouldn't be aggressive towards.
So you going to elaborate on that? Who's he getting aggressive toward?
Well, you know, like at the end of this match, I was just watching. I noticed that he shrugs off Montana and... That girl's sweetheart. She's just trying to treat him, you know, make sure that he's not too let down. He's just throwing her off. That's totally out of character for El Rey. So I'm just wondering if this losing streak's starting to really get to him.
Could be. You know, I'm curious, though. I actually don't expect Montana to be in the old PWA for too very long, and here's why. She's not a skank. I believe that there is a stipulation in all female contracts. You must be at least this skanky to enter the arena. Yeah.
That might explain the sudden rash of female, like
nice wordplay.
In the PWA, we had all these girls. Now we have two.
Yeah,
and
well,
one is a total slut.
Well,
the other is Riona Langley.
Yeah, the problem is Riona sets the bar pretty high for skankiness. So.
The other stipulation in the contract is you can get this skanky by riding Riona Langley. Anyway.
Yeah. You know, earlier today I had to use...
So wait a minute. You were saying that in order to be in the PWA, a female has to get with Riona? Huh.
Hey, I don't deal with the legal crap. I just look at the contracts and laugh.
What? That makes me really want to see the Riona Langley, Amber Rose Churchill tapes.
Yeah. All right.
YouTube, yeah, you know what? Gotta admit that. So do I.
You know, earlier today I accidentally used the phrase I nailed Riona Langley. That was I regret that.
And that's why I heard you screaming when you were in the urinal all the day.
Well, that was an entirely different reason. Yes. I don't want to go into that. Anyway, so our next match
you do realize you're covered under the B plan of our medical stuff here, Rob, right? So
you are front office.
Those specialty drugs will not be covered, so you're on your own out of pocket. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Big surprise there.
Well, that's a Phoenix-specific contractual thing. Everybody else is on the A plan. Even our fired guys like McNasty, we kept him on the A plan because, you know, as injured as he was when I beat him for the world title, I was nice enough to let him stay on the A plan.
think I would have taken care of that during my time in office. I don't know what the hell I was thinking.
Remember, I'm in charge of your stuff, so I own the place, so I'm above being taken out of the A-plan.
I don't know. All right. So here we go. We got Jethro Hayes taking on Vitaly Petrov, the big, mean
Russian hammer.
I like this guy.
Yeah, and actually, during this match, we debuted a new commentator, John McDaniel, who is one of my
Is he related to Scoot Nash Strader?
Yeah, they actually were a package deal. We got him from Canada, and I don't think John's going to be sticking around.
No, I don't think so either. But
anyway, so that was a pretty good match. And you know what happened? Unbelievable. The most indie-tastic thing I've ever seen.
A time limit draw.
Here we go. Indie-tastic.
There's nothing wrong with the time limit draw. I believe it is an art form that is lost in today's generation of wrestling.
As far as I'm concerned, unless your name's Steven Regal and you're defending the television title, there's no excuse for a time limit draw. But that's just me.
There was only a 15-minute time limit on this match.
You know what? That's a good point, but Jethro should have gotten it taken care of, or maybe John could have stepped in and cheated a little, I don't know. And then, of course, during the match, we got so sick of John during the match that before, as soon as the match is over, like, John McDaniel kicked his ass out of the arena and never to be heard from again. But there we go. We had Jacob Figgins taking on Victor Stone.
And Figgy wins. Okay,
I'm just going to throw this out there. This has been, what the hell is wrong with people and their goddamn finisher names? Conspiracy Lies Behind the Gates of Valhalla? What the fuck is that?
Oh, come on, that's awesome. Okay.
You cannot put that on a t-shirt. I'm sorry, that is a bit too much.
The mead of... I don't even know what that is. I can't even
Rob, I am petitioning I petition that Brian Renfro get a raise for being able to enunciate that.
That's a good point. And the thoughts of a dying atheist. All of these annoy me to no end. All right? God damn it. Like you're not interesting enough that you have to try to make your finisher sound interesting when it's not. God damn it. Develop a personality, motherfuckers. Let's move on.
You know, here's the thing. The conspiracy lies behind the Caves of Valhalla isn't even the most interesting finisher name I have ever heard.
Because it's not interesting. It's nonsensical.
It is not even the most nonsensical finisher name I've ever heard. That honor goes to the... Are you guys still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Chameleon, you have to go take a...
I thought I had gone out there for a second. But the most interesting name I had ever heard, most nonsensical, indie-tastic, oh my god, this guy is coming from Japan style name, is the Pendulum Hyper... I can't remember it off the top of my head.
Wow, that was way too much build-up.
Like the Emerald Fusion Exploder Driver, that kind of bullshit. Anyway. All right.
The Pendulum Mystic Acid Reverb Holy Arms Edition.
All right, that's just goddamn. You know, and I especially hate it when they throw like the last two digits of the year in there too, like the Emerald Fusion Driver 89. Like, oh fuck you, fuck you. All right, moving on. We have Eric Engel taking on Kyle Stevenson. This was.
Who?
Yeah, I know exactly. Fuck him. He showed up. You know, he's half.
No. Who's Erica Engel?
Wow.
She's the...
Do we really have to deal with this? This guy is such a dumbass.
I know last week you admitted that we had an Erica Engel on the roster. I did not think that we hired back Erica Engel.
Okay. Rob had a mispronunciation.
Yeah, I screwed up.
It happens to even the best of us. Granted, Rob usually fucks up in the ring, but once in a while he's allowed to fuck up.
No. I fuck people up in the ring. But anyway, so we had Erica Engel taking on Kyle Stevenson. And, Inika was somebody that had a trial match last week, didn't work out, fired her. Quite frankly, we have a no more Engels policy in the WA.
Oh, that's too kind of you.
And,
if that goes well,
you know, there's so many of these dynasty families in wrestling. We need to cut them down.
Yes.
If the no more angle policy goes well, we need a no more straighter one while we're at it. But the way
that's
they're going.
Already in place. Anyway, so let's it definitely a no more Summers policy as far as I'm concerned.
I third it because I know Rich is going to second.
We already have three. We don't please. Hey, Mark, is there going to be any more? Do you have any more like nephews that are like out there in the indies, or is Jacob the only one?
He's the only one. Why?
Well, because okay, a no more Summers policy in the PWA. Let's go on.
I'm sorry. We're not the Morin clan, all right? Come on.
So,
we have a very small family compared to most people.
So in this match, Erica basically just hits her stupid named finisher.
Another one of those long ones.
Yeah, and bam, match is over. She wins. Yay!
The TDA. Yeah, it's the TDA. There we go. See, just abbreviate these. Like the last one I told you, just call it the CLBGV and you're good to go.
Much. All right.
Thunderwolf gets his appearance check.
Really?
Well, we had to put the Night Striker money somewhere.
Well, yes. We're not giving it to Thunderwolf.
Yeah, Thunderwolf is not getting a check. All right, we got Malicious versus Ambrose Churchill for the TV title. And in an upset, Ambrose Churchill is the new television champion.
No.
Oh, no? Okay, but I didn't really watch. I don't really like women's matches, so
you probably had the dream there, you know. So
no, like I said, I didn't. I just assumed.
By all accounts, Ambrose Churchill should be the television champion because at least Ambrose Churchill is not a backstabber like Malicious.
Yeah, but I think that's because Ambrose likes to be stabbed in the back. If you're following what I say,
I get what you're saying, Carl.
That's what she said.
Yeah. So, and this leads us to our big main event. Starring The Phoenix, Ronald Langley, Hunter Sullivan versus Jamie Flynn, Corey Lazarus, and Camille. And here's something that I find amusing, and I'm guilty of this too. But, you know, most people, you call them by their last name, like Flynn, Lazarus, Robinson. But not Ronald Langley. It's always Riona. Never Langley, just always Riona. I find that very interesting.
I have a reason for that. I have an answer to that, Rob.
I have
an
answer to that,
Rob.
What?
She's on a first name basis with everyone.
Okay.
Yeah. She wants to make sure that no one's offended. They come back for repeat business.
Yeah, now I debuted.
I just figured she was close with everybody, so.
I debuted my stunning gold cape in a magical entrance, apparently. I don't know exactly what's going on, but.
I do believe you do have that in your profile, Phoenix.
With the gold cape, really?
No, not the gold cape, just your entrance.
Oh, yeah, the entrance is fine. I don't know what the hell's going on with the gold cape.
You should know. It was you that did it. You probably just wanted to look all regal and everything. And
I will admit, I was...
You know, gold all around.
I had some NyQuil. And I don't know a lot of what happened.
I need something right now. I think I feel like I've taken NyQuil. This recap is awful.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? For the money they're paying. Now, we actually didn't have John return, but we did have John with an H show up, which he I don't know, he didn't have a last name, just John with an H.
But I
know.
Our transcriber had some problems with the program. That's all I can say.
It's very difficult to get these things right. He's only been with the company for 10 goddamn years, but. Anyway.
Exactly.
So this is the typical kind of clusterfuck you think. Nobody likes anybody on either team. It just doesn't. Like, there's no love. Where's the love? I don't know. I was there. There was no love. And
looking for love in all the wrong places.
So basically,
well, you know, buddy.
Basically, 100 million, they go off. They fight for a while. And, you know. And then I take some time. You know, here's the thing, is you got to make sure that you let the fans know that you appreciate them, even if you don't. You've got to let them know that you do, especially if you don't. And so I took the time to talk to some fans at ringside and, you know, do some stuff. Not sign anything because they didn't want to pay.
And you did this conveniently while Riona was in trouble.
Well, you know... She should have chosen a better time to get in trouble. I have duties,
And on top of that, with her win streak, you wouldn't worry. You really wouldn't worry about her being in trouble.
You know, I don't even worry about.
She's human, just like everyone else. We all make mistakes.
But
I mean,
eventually, I have enough, and I decide people need to you know get their butts kicked, and so I make sure to deliver a few flames and that was nice.
Super kicked.
I did get super kicked because I gave Flynn, you know, flame cradle pile driver, fantastic move, and that wasn't enough. That was not enough because Jamie Flynn, he needs to learn his place, which is not anywhere fucking near me. So I pick him up again, and as I'm holding him there, so he knows shit's about to go down, somebody kicks me in the face.
I wonder who that was.
It's some asshole.
Yeah. Well, he's devious, son of a bitch, certainly.
Second most devious SOB in the business.
First.
Well, you know, as I've stated, you only started saying that after I retired. But, yeah, so...
No, I've always said the most. So, you know, and that's kind of first. First, most, yeah. Most, first.
You waited.
They're kind of synonymous. You have to go back and check out promos from HIC and all that. I've always been the most devious.
I was retired when you were in HIC.
Yeah, well...
Yeah, well, all right
yeah,
then.
Well.
Yeah,
yeah,
well.
Yeah.
I'm not begrudging you it because I was retired, and it was true at the time. And that was
yeah, Razor meant to ask you about that. How's retirement?
Oh, it is the pay-per-view bonuses are fantastic.
Yeah, but one good super kick right between Flynn's legs, square in your jaw. I've been wanting to do that for a long time.
And if only you'd aimed about 6 inches lower, that would have been...
Well, I thought, you know, to be honest with you, I thought about it.
Yeah,
but,
well, you should have.
Yeah, well, you know, Flynn was on my team, and there's just that kind of... No, actually, there's really no reason I missed.
Yeah, that was... I mean, because it's still... The force of it still would have knocked me over.
Yeah, probably, but...
I also don't
like you, so, you know, either or, you know. It's six of one, half a dozen of the other.
You know, if I can just interject... Rob,
as you usually
yourself,
do.
Rob, you hold yourself so high. I've done some research. Even Kyle Stevenson has more wins than you, Rob. What does that say going into Genesis?
You know, I'm gonna have to ask for you to cite your sources on this because
I am sourcing the PWA
website. Now, of course, you also need to recall that Kyle Stevenson wrestled for 2 weeks and then is gone for 3 months. So
So basically, that's kind of like your record too.
Well, I wrestled for several months and then was retired for a brief amount of time. I don't see a...
I don't know. You know, that one surprises me, too, I have to admit.
What's the records? I don't see records.
Go to the rankings.
Oh, there we go. I don't know if these are updated.
They are.
Yeah. I don't think so.
They are. Look at the bot. Updated January 11th. Wait. No, that's rankings started.
You know, I do believe.
Yeah, but he's also wrestled 10 more matches.
This includes tag team matches, which
updated 2-8. Yeah, there you go.
I believe this includes tag team matches. That's pretty much.
Flynn's had 1-1 on the tag team, and those are separate.
I don't think so.
I think so.
Whatever. It doesn't really matter. You know what really matters? You know what really matters is the three words that are in the far right hand column there: PWA World Heavyweight. And then I guess I don't know why it doesn't say champion, but it's implied.
Jamie Flynn, the man with the most wins in this company, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Actually, I have to actually say it's probably only because Alex Wilkie retired. Wilkie was way up there in matches and wins before he retired. Come and think of it, so is McNasty.
Wilkie's got more matches than just about anybody except for Stevenson and Langley. See what I did there?
Yeah.
But anyway. So
anyway,
all that really matters is that I'm ranked numero uno. And where's Mark McNasty? Don't see him. Where's Radio Rich? He's not on the fucking thing. Chameleon? Number 12.
Rich isn't even a part of the
I'm going to be number 3 after Sunday, so that's okay.
I'm 11 better than you, Chameleon. 11 better.
How many matches have you had in comparison to Chameleon?
Two more.
Where's Mr. Hardcore? He's tied with Jonathan Ryker and Ryan Ross. He just ain't on the damn thing.
Yeah. Well, I'm, yes, and that means I'm at least 27 better than you, Mr. Hardcore.
If you think you're so much better, why don't you let me into that match with you and Scotty Snow?
Doesn't even make any sense. Anyway, so, speaking of my match with Scotty Snow, here's what we're going to do, folks.
Take a break, I guess.
Let me look.
Breaks are for the week.
Fuck it, we're taking a break. We'll be right back, bitches.
Hot sun beating down, burning my feet just walking around. Hot sun making me sweat. Gators getting close, hasn't got me yet.
That can mean only one thing. It's time to talk about Genesis.
No wonder we don't get through the show in an hour.
So anyway, so here's the thing. Biggest show of the year. It's coming up. The ninth installment of Genesis. I guess there were a couple years that missed it, because Genesis actually was started. This is the 10th anniversary of Genesis. Yeah, started.
Well, with the PWA closed, and, you know, then yeah. HIC had one Genesis, but then we had a couple years off.
Yeah.
So, you
but
know.
But this is the 10th year. It was started in 1999.
Mm-hmm.
So, very exciting all over the place. In my pants. So, yeah, let's just let's go. Going to start off.
Let's start off things. Let's go in order for this show. Let's start off things with, appropriately, the ultimate curtain jerker in the PWA, the Phoenix. Rob Robinson.
Huh. Glad we're on the same page, Rich.
Yeah, wow.
It's one of the few times that me and you will ever agree on anything.
Me too.
Mr. Hawk.
So how long?
Well, I agree with Chameleon a lot.
Oh, just all of us agree.
But yes.
Rich must want a chair to go with his desk if he's kissing ass that hard.
All right. Yep, that's right.
No, I'm not kissing ass. I just agree with Chameleon all the time.
The first time ever.
He's a
gentleman.
Well, sometimes.
Please. The topic.
You can agree with me later. Let's get through this.
The topic at hand.
All right. Well, first off, it's the Phoenix taking on Scotty. The Panther. Snow.
We have so much
with this match.
First time that Scotty the Panther Snow, who is the longest termed employee of the PWA, been here since opening day, longer than anybody. First time he's appeared on a Genesis. First time that the world title match has ever been defended in the opening match at a Genesis. And,
been here longer than you, Rob.
Technically no, but I was not a contracted wrestler at the time.
Uh-huh.
So he's the longest contracted wrestler.
Quite the bad blood in this match. Something a soap opera on ABC would be jealous of.
Just to briefly recap. He basically, his career was not going anywhere after 10 years. I don't know why it took him so long to figure this out, but there you go. He came to me because at the time, if you recall, I was managing Derek Steven Taylor and Victor Stone. And he wanted some of that sweet, sweet action. And gave him a couple of matches to prove himself against Mokudashki. First one, didn't get the job done, gave him another chance, and he won. So I managed him to a television title. He actually, Scotty the Panther Snow, was a champion at one point in the PWA, the highlight of his entire life, except for the one time.
As much as an oxymoron as it is for Scotty Snow and champion in the same sense.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. That's how good that I am as a manager. And, frankly, he's limited would be the nicest way to say this about poor Scotty. And I recognize this because I am a very, very good – I've got an eye for talent. And so I kind of just started using him to take care of some business for me. He got very upset. And once he had fulfilled all his usefulness, I kind of, beat him down with Alex Wilkie in the middle of a ring. And he was
Alex Wilkie is a weapon.
he was a little upset about that, and he's been trying
you
to challenge
me. You have an eye for talent, and yet you used Alex Wilkie.
I had a what now?
You have an eye for talent, and yet you used Alex Wilkie for anything productive?
Well, it was productive. Actually, the whole talent is lie thing was very productive, and you notice Alex Wilkie's not around anymore. Why is that? Because I used him for my purpose and discarded him, just like Scotty Snow. That's how it works, gentlemen. Chameleon knows how this works. He knows. He didn't get to where he is by not knowing this shit. So, but Scotty took a little bit of umbrage at this. There's the big word for you today, boys and girls, umbrage. And he's been trying to challenge me, and it's beneath me. It is beneath me to face Scotty Snow and enter Chameleon into the picture. Chameleon decided that since I wasn't appearing on Rampage or Chaos, because those are also beneath me, as the champion I should only have to wrestle on pay-per-view so people have to pay to see me, he decided to make me work double time on the pay-per-view and to give Scotty his shot at the world title just to piss me off. So we have Chameleon to thank for this, what will undoubtedly be about a 3-second match.
The only thing I have to add to that, Chameleon, you hate on Rob so much, but he has such a good valid point. If you're extremely good at something, you should never do it for free.
That's what I'm talking about.
Thank you, Joker.
Boy.
Anyway, so.
But I'm looking at it like this. Okay, yes, the Phoenix, as much as I rag on you, Rob, you are a great wrestler.
Thank you. I'm
Scotty Snow is not a great wrestler. He is certainly serviceable. He's always competitive. He always shows up to fight. He's going to give you a fight in that ring. Now, the question is, of course, can Scotty Snow, with the biggest match in his career, can he step up to the plate and take that title from your waist?
Was this
the conventional wisdom says no. And I like Scotty Snow, but no, I don't think Scotty Snow can take it from you. But here's the important thing. If Scotty Snow brings his A game to this match, what I'm thinking is, Rob, you're going to have a bigger fight on your hands than you think. And how much are you going to need to save for the main event?
Well, here's the thing: this is actually unprecedented at Genesis 2. The world champion's got two jobber matches in on a pay per view. What the fuck's that all about? So saving anything up for the main event, I don't think it's really going to be a problem. I'm facing Jamie Flynn. Okay,
hey, Rob, you got to be careful.
He might as well be Scotty Snow Jr.
You got to be careful. You can't let yourself get overconfident, Scotty. If he thinks he's going to go down, he could go kamikaze on you. He twists your ankle. He dislocates your shoulder. It's going to make that second match a whole lot harder.
You know, that is a possibility, but very, very unlikely. And the second match is, I don't like to use the term cakewalk, but yeah, I do. It's going to be a cakewalk. So there we go. Let's talk about so we all agree. No chance for Scotty Snow.
Oh, no, I don't necessarily agree with that.
Come on.
I always tap the vote for the underdog, you know? I voted for you a few times.
Odds do not favor Mr. Snow.
So you're – what?
Odds do not favor Mr. Snow.
Yeah,
stop
it. So you really – yeah, there's no way. Scotty Snow is not going to be headlining Genesis.
I've never said that there's no way.
Not in this universe.
Rob, for all we know, a light could fall out of the rafters, conk you in the head, and Scotty gets the three. I ain't saying there's
That's
no way.
That's the only way that could happen. And,
well, then there is a way.
It would be the first time divine intervention occurred in the PWA.
Well, it's a good thing I'm an atheist then.
Me too, actually.
So,
we here on the panel all kind of feel, yeah, the Phoenix is going to take this, but we're on differing opinions
here's
on how...
All right, you know, if we've got to play devil's advocate, and Lord knows that's fun, the best Scotty can hope for is a moral victory. You know, that's pretty much it. He can get a moral victory. He's not walking out world champion. End of story.
All right,
What I'm thinking, though, Rob, why don't you just DQ yourself right away?
Why do you have to give him ideas?
Ooh, I could change that to a no DQ match.
No.
You can't
let Rob use that brain of his in that match. Chameleon, should make this a no DQ match.
No,
you should make it to where here's Scotty the pit where because we all know if the Phoenix gets in trouble, he's gonna try and save himself for the bigger match against Jamie Flynn. You want a decisive winner in this match, right? Mark,
here's the thing. If you people will listen, and just real quick, because we're devoting time to fucking Scotty Snow. All right, I don't want a DQ. I want to teach this punk a lesson. He's been coming after me for months, and frankly, I'm looking forward to the opportunity to shut his mouth. It's not going to be tough. It's not going to take long. When I said it's going to be a 3-second match, I'm barely exaggerating. There we go.
Okay, good. Final say. Panel, final say. Snow. Yes?
Just because I've got some paperwork going through for things, you know, Snow, yeah, there's not really a good chance for him, but I do know that, you know, Phoenix wants this to be a clean match and that he wants to get the 1-2-3 and he wants to teach Snow a lesson, I can guarantee you the match will be clean. That's all I'm going to say on the matter.
Cam, final say. Snow Robinson, give me a name.
Chameleon.
Whatever works. We got a tag team title match next. Jamie Flynn and Kyle Stevenson are taking on Erica Angle and a mystery partner. Now, what are we thinking about mystery partner?
It's obvious. It's got to be Thunder Wolf.
Yeah, come on, people. There's a question about this.
Fine. I mean, why they didn't just say it? I mean, you can't be more obvious than that. Thunder Wolf's at ringside. You know he wants back in the ring. you know, and all that. I mean, who else could it possibly be? If you look at the roster, I mean, and everything, and there's no one that could team with Enika that would make sense more than Thunderwolf. Yeah. I don't care if Enika and Flynn seem to have begrudging respect with each other. You know, Flynn's going to want to walk out the first ever double champion. You know, he's going to defend that title even without Kyle Stevenson's complete capabilities.
Even Kyle Stevenson's complete capabilities is not very capable.
No, not really. That's why you're lucky to be tag team with Flynn.
Yeah, so... Flynn. Yeah, basically, in my opinion, I'm actually thinking that Enika... we fired her. No more Ingles. Remember, Erica is Erica and Thunderwolf, I'm thinking, is going to be the next tag team champions. Why?
Yeah.
It's fucking simple. Because you got fucking Jamie Flynn and Kyle Stevenson as their opponents. Thunderwolf, probably going to be Rusty. Erica is also Rusty, but they're better than those two.
Yeah, I've got Erica and the mystery partner, which we all know is Thunderwolf, going as well.
All right.
Because we know even though Jamie's going to want to be a double champion, we also know that he is so devoted to being world heavyweight champion that if this match turns into a marathon, he will throw Kyle Stevenson under the bus to save himself for the main event.
I don't know. It's obvious. I've never seen Jamie Flynn to be one to back out at the expense of his how he comes off. I think he's going to begrudgingly fight the fight until there ain't no fight no more. As long as it does not make his shot with Phoenix a question. As long as he can avoid personal injury, I think he's going to give it his all.
That's what I mean. That's what I'm saying. The longer the match goes, the more in favor I think he's going to be of taking the world title over the tag titles. If this is going to be like a 10 minute special, then yeah, Jamie's going to throw all 110% into the match. But if this is like, you know, I don't think it will, but if it goes 20-30 minutes, Jamie's going to try and save something in the tank for
Phoenix. Well, yeah, you got to make
the
smart move. You know, I've got like zero respect for Jamie Flynn. But only a complete and total idiot, you know, it would just put everything into a fucking tag title defense. And since we're not talking about Alex Wilkie, that's not going to happen.
Alrighty then.
All right.
After that,
so,
we got the
so panel
return. Say what?
So panel is all agreement.
Yeah.
And Erica Engel and the mystery partner, who is Thunderwolf.
More than likely.
All right.
Okay.
Now moving on, we got
the
return.
Money in the Bank ladder match.
Return and Money in the Bank, and quite the lineup of second-rate talent we have. We got the Irishman, Jacob Figgins. We got the King of Hearts, El Rey de Corazon. Emperor Ian, who just became the King of All Royalty. Jonathan Ryker. Ryan, what was the nickname, Rob? Ryan,
Not Cocky.
Not Cocky Ross.
Vitaly Petrov,
the Russian Hammer, Petrov, and Amber Rose Churchill. I gotta go with the Russian. I mean, he's the only one in this entire mess who's been doing quite well lately.
I'm gonna go with Vitaly Petrov, but it's either gonna be him or Jacob Figgins. The rest of this match is a lot of people, but not much talent.
That's no lie, my friend. All right, I think we all are agreeing. So let's talk about the team title match.
What about you?
Who?
I believe Chameleon had to step outside for a phone call or some such.
Yeah, his whatever. Anyway.
All right. But go with the next
match. Malicious versus Jethro Hayes. I got to be honest with you. I'm thinking Jethro's got this.
Things ain't looking good for a TV champ.
It is not looking good for Malicious. I mean, how many defenses is this for him?
Third one. If he wins this match, he gets a shot at PWA title.
Yeah, this is do or die as far as he's concerned. But, man, oh, man. You know, Hayes has been on – I mean, I know he lost out on the old you know, the world title shot at Genesis. But, man, he really has been on something of a roll recently, and he's really been putting forth, you know, 110% if you want to use the old cliche. But I think he's no matter what, Malicious has got a fight on his hands here. This is not going to be his typical TV title match.
No question. This ain't another match with Jacob Collins.
No, yeah, this actually it's a match that I think actually is going to elevate the TV title. I know it's you know, kind of the you know, newcomer's first, you know, real big showcase in the PWA, but you know, this is the kind of match that elevates and makes the title more prestigious.
Well, you know, we have had a few matches like that before. I mean, this isn't the first time we've had a big match over the TV title.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, but it's the first time with Malicious or Jethro Hayes in the match.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying this is yet another example. This is the kind of thing that elevates titles. This is that kind of match with that kind of competitor. So, I expecting
this is Jethro's chance. Really, it's the biggest stage he'll ever have wrestled on, and I mean, Malicious is good, and I used to like Malicious, but. Against this sort of odds, I got Jethro Hayes on this one.
Yeah, and as hard as Jethro fought to get that world title shot that he eventually lost out on, you know, this is another, as Malicious is no doubt well aware, you know, this is another path to the same destination. So, you know, Jethro might be an inbred hillbilly, but even he knows that much.
And, you know, Jethro, he might not even be enjoying what he's got before him. Honestly... Knowing Jethro, he's just going to fight for the love of the fight. Malicious is going to have to realize if he screws up at this point, it's done. He had his chance with the tournament. He had his chance with the IC title shot. He even has his chance with this TV belt. But he screws up here, and it looks like the roots to the world title are done with.
Yeah, it will definitely be a much more difficult you know, journey for him if that's his, you know, his goal. Because, you know, you got to start back at the bottom of the ladder, fight your way back up. You know, beat all the challengers again. And, you know, aside from that, you got – if Malicious wins, then that means Malicious got a world title shot. You know, you got the Money in the Bank people. Whoever wins that undoubtedly is going to be going for the world title unless they're a complete idiot.
Well, are they allowed to choose, or is this like the match Amber Ross won a few weeks ago where it's owner's discretion?
It's a Money in the Bank match. There is a briefcase. However, what's in the briefcase is yet to be determined.
Okay, well, I was just assuming it was...
What was it when Potato won this thing last year?
It was any title shot he wanted, and if I remember correct, he went for an IC title shot against McNasty.
What an idiot.
Uh-huh.
Well, okay.
I think wasn't the world title already booked, and that's why he went for the IC title?
5-4 on Rampage. You got in any title shot card, you go for the world title.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, that's
booked,
all there is to it.
You wait till the next month. You call 2 months in ahead. You do whatever the hell you gotta.
Cash that chip in. Anyway, okay. So, where are we? I'm getting so distracted here.
We got a singles match, which could be the bathroom break of the night.
Yeah, all right. Here's a little history on this. Razor's the only competitor to ever been at every single Genesis. He's showing up out of whatever hole he's been living in. yeah, and so here he is taking on Victor Stone. Of course, Razor is he undefeated at Genesis? I'm sure you know.
He's undefeated at Genesis itself. Actually, he's not undefeated. In the first year, he what happened with me and Hunter on
that's right.
Rampage. They fought away, but he's never been pinned in the ring at Genesis.
That sounds like a technicality. Spill it. What happened?
Well, no, but it's a fact. He's never been pinned in the ring. He's had one loss against Phoenix, which aired earlier in a match
that was, I believe,
a solitary confinement match, so there was no ring involved in that. And did not happen in the Genesis.
No, he's not. He's not undefeated, but he's not pinned or submitted in a four-sided with Rose.
Solitary confinement match.
At Genesis itself, he's never been involved in a decision on the losing side.
Yeah, the solitary confinement match was basically filmed ahead of time earlier in the day in a jail cell. And basically, it was a hardcore type of match in a jail cell, and whoever was able to escape the cell? Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, escape.
Yes.
I was involved, apparently, and I forgot. Whoever was able to escape the match, the cell, got the win.
You forgot beating Razor? Wow, Rob, that sounds like you can start and get Alzheimer's.
You know, it was that was during my heavy Yoo-Hoo days. I don't remember a lot of what went down. But, I mean, fuck, I hired Rod Tidwell, so...
It's back then when you had full control, the poor us.
Yeah, I had some problems back then. I'm not going to... I could deny it.
But I'm sure there's probably some questions in terms of why Razor chose Victor Stone to compete against. But, you see, if you notice, Razor didn't attack Stone at any point. He challenged him face-to-face.
Wait. If I may
Razor does...
What? You said there's some questions for Razor.
Yeah. You'll get to that later. But, you know, people are probably wondering about Razor being in this match. He chose Victor Stone, you know, basically because Stone was all that was left. And Stone needed a match anyway. And Razor does, you know, want to compete at Genesis. So it's just – it's a basic match of respect. Razor did not attack Stone from behind or anything. He laid the challenge open, you know, challenge openly. So we'll just see how this match goes. Unlike many of Razor's Genesis matches, this one is not based on a feud or revenge or a grudge or anything. This is just going to be a basic, hopefully a good classic contest.
Yeah, no, this is you know, I know that Stone has not been on the path that he's wanted to be on lately, and this is a perfect opportunity for him to get his career back on track. If he can beat Razor.
That would automatically bump him back up into the main event status to do that.
It really truly would. He has been on a he's been taking so much verbal shit ever since, you know, the sit out.
Exactly.
You know, if he could beat Razor, I mean, that would give him some damn well-deserved credibility back.
But if he also fails to defeat Razor, it's not a huge, you know, negative to him because he is...
Right.
You know, it's like Stone mentioned it to me personally. He's going, you know, he asked me why Razor was knocking himself down into the mid-level card to face Stone, and I told him Razor chose Stone to move Stone up to the main event level card.
Yeah,
and that's what he is.
This is definitely, as long as he puts on a good showing, this is win-win for you know, Victor Stone. He can still lose as long as he fights his ass off.
Yes.
You know, as long as he goes down fighting, then this is a big
really nothing that Stone can do wrong in this match. It's a big opportunity. It allows Razor to continue his streak.
then he's got nothing but upside right here. So. Yeah. We'll just have to see how this
I don't like Victor, it's
another reason why Razor didn't do anything, you know, negative in this.
This is a great opportunity for Victor.
Yeah,
but
from what we've seen from Victor in the past, he can step up the game. You know, he's definitely got the possibility to beat Razor.
He's just had some bad luck.
Yeah.
Some of it he's caused for himself.
Yeah.
Some of it's Alex Wilkins.
The question is, the bad karma from London's Burning, is it over for Victor Stone? And being that he's...
The show is called Genesis. This could be the beginning of a new era for Victor Stone.
It's titled Destiny, you know.
Yeah.
Beginning of the end of the beginning.
No, let's not go there. You know, I was
let's not go back to that song. It got burned out in chaos.
Anyway, so let's go on here. We got
the brawl to end them all. It's the Grizzly Bear title match, Hunter Sullivan versus Chameleon.
Yes.
Oh, yes. That is the match. I'm going to have
so
much fun with that.
Involved.
What's that?
There are going to be dinosaurs involved.
Huh.
Yeah, how can it top the Rumble in Cleveland? What kind of gimmick is Hunter Sullivan going to throw at you, Camille?
He apparently has thrown at me an Iron Man match.
Really?
How long
is it?
Firstly, I would go with an hour because I can handle it. You know.
Yeah.
I don't know if Hunter can handle fighting me for an hour, but you know, I could beat up Hunter and get revenge on him for, you know, an endless amount of time. But you know, And then you look at the rest of the card. You know, Phoenix and Snow, that's 10 seconds. Flynn and Stevenson versus Enika and Mystery Partner, 5-10 minutes top. Money in the Bank, that should be a good match. We should get a good 20 minutes out of that. Television title match, these two, I'd give it 10-15 minutes. You know,
Race,
singles match.
Victor.
That's another good 10-minute match. You know, and then you got really solid matches throughout the card, so I'm going to let Hunter decide. You know, I'm not going to say 30 minutes and have him think that I'm a wuss at it, because I'm not. I'd go an hour. Let's see if he can go an hour.
Yeah,
but if he wants to do 30 minutes, we'll do 30 minutes.
Yeah. I'm just kind of disappointed.
That's so totally
honest,
not what Psycho Sandra says, but...
Maybe I was
we go a couple hours on that one, thank you.
Maybe I was spoiled from the days of Miss Langley, but I was just hoping, you know, Genesis, it's a big occasion. I was hoping we'd get something interesting or original, or at least, you know, not an Iron Man match.
Well, Hunter says he's tired of all the brawls and the cages and stuff that we've had lately, and you know, I have to agree with him.
He's
had so many.
I agree completely.
He wants a technical match. He likes to chain wrestle. He wants to be able to win and lose based on his skill in the ring. And, you know, you got people who can do that, and you got other people who can't. And that's fine. If he wants to do this as a classic technical match, that's fine. If I have to give him 2 points, you know, because it's how many pins and submissions and DQs and whatever time, I'll give him a couple. You know, I'll handicap him. When I come in that ring, I'll smack him with a chair a couple times, get a couple DQs, put him up 2-0, and then beat his ass for 30 minutes. I don't care. But the bottom line is this, is that 30 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, whatever it takes, in the end, you know, this feud's over, and I'm the new Grizzly Bear champion. That's the end of the subject there.
You know, I think it also takes a lot of balls for him to challenge you to an Iron Man match after the classic that was Phoenix McNasty at A Farewell to Arms. I don't know how he expects to top that one, but certainly be interesting to see him try.
Well, we got to have at least one of these things once a year, I guess.
I suppose. So,
anytime that I can talk, anytime I can do better than Phoenix in the ring.
Yeah, I'm glad the word you
yes,
that.
I'm glad I changed that too. Is, you know, just another bonus for the Chameleon.
Yeah, I don't see it happening, but.
Okay, Mark has himself, we all know that.
That's
Mr.
No,
Hardcore,
no
question. Who do you got? Who do you got, Hunter or Chameleon?
You know, hold on 1 second, guys. I got it. I mean, it's just such a hard decision because, you know, Chameleon, of course, he wants to go for it. Chameleon doesn't want to lose. He's been embarrassed. He's been tossed around. But Sullivan, he's got so much fire. He's got so much to prove. But he's still the rookie. So there's no question. He's always going to have the 10 years of experience behind him. And but once I think it's going to actually work for him, I might just have to go for Maki there.
Yeah, I've got Chameleon, too, because in an Iron Man match, it's going to come down to experience as well as, like, stamina. But with the experience factor, that means Chameleon can go off and do a lot of things that Hunter probably has never seen in his career or has never been able to defend against. So, yeah, with the time limit on the match, it's going to be Chameleon's show to, well, show Hunter what 10 years of experience does for a wrestler in the ring. So, yeah. Mark, I got you for this one. Don't let me down.
What do you think, Rob?
You know what? Just because, I'm going to go with Hunter.
Just because.
Yeah.
Well, just because.
You know what? You want to do that? That's fine. I got to say one more thing because this is bugging me. You guys, you can be pansies. You can be tired of all the exciting matches. But you know what? I think it just gives it an exciting little spark. It's something for these people who pay money to come see something. They get some highlight of the night. And you know what, Cammy? I want you to do this for me. You win this title off Hunter. I want a shot at it. I want to bring the excitement back to the Grizzly Bear title. So if you win that title, I don't care when, I want a shot.
All right, wait, let me get this straight. You want a shot so you can bring prestige back to the Grizzly Bear title. Is that what you said?
No, he wants a shot
true
so
prestige.
He can, so he can bring
I want exciting
excitement.
Matches. I want burning lights.
Oh,
light
okay.
I want
well, you know,
flat.
When I win the Grizzly Bear title, there's definitely going to be some really exciting matches because I got some great plans for it. As I said before, it is. I know people wonder why does somebody not prefer the world title over the Grizzly Bear. No, I want the world title first and foremost, but you know when I'm not challenging for the world title, the other title I enjoy is the Grizzly Bear title because there's just so much that can be done with it. There's a lot of history with it that the other titles get. I mean, if you look at the Intercontinental title, can you name off the top of your head one of the greatest champions before this way? Not really. I mean, there's some been good ones, but not great ones. TV title, you know, the best in the world. We name a lot of great champions, but the Grizzly Bear Championship has been ran through some excellent matches over a long career, and I really like
that. You know, somewhere in that,
I really like
am I the only one that is getting, having Mark get cut off all the time? Here?
Somewhere in that static, I think I heard him accept my offer.
But
the
Grizzly Bear title, it really hasn't been very exciting since we had the endless reign of Riona Langley earlier this year, because it's been hopped around. Like, either it's been hopped around like the TV title, or we had it on Jacob Figgins, who vanished. So yeah, Chameleon, you need to restore
it needs respect
title.
Back.
That's exactly
Al
my
Rey
point.
Was pretty good. That I have to admit, you know, El Rey defended it and everything, but now I want to put that title back the way it's supposed to be.
El Rey just didn't know how to live it up with that belt.
The thing is, the whole advantage of the Grizzly Bear title is to be able to, you know, go against what your opponent. Like, for example, in this sort of match, Chameleon, if you were the Grizzly Bear champion and you were facing Hunter, he likes to be a technical wrestler. You throw him out of his element. You have him in, super hardcore death match. Or like Riona did against Lex Demise or back at Revolutions Per Minute. He's a hardcore wrestler, so she threw him into a pure match. It's about getting the one-up on your opponent. And that belt, and it doesn't seem like anybody since Riona has really done that. It just seems like they're throwing matches out just because it's a cool idea, as opposed to actually trying to use psychology with the title. And
thinking about it, which is one reason. Hunter put it into what his style of match is, but he forgot to realize that, you know, a technical match is also my style. You know, I can brawl with the best of them. I can wrestle with the best of them. And that's one reason why I've been so successful, is my ability to, you know, throw me in a man match, throw me into a hardcore match, whatever. I'll be there. I'll do my best. And Hunter's got to realize that, you know, as much as he likes chain wrestling, so do I.
But you know what? That's
be
what
careful
makes
what
it
you
exciting,
for.
Though. That's what makes it exciting.
What's that?
The fact that it just makes it exciting that it's a crazy, wild match. Something they ain't been seeing, or something that just gets the fans hyped up to make it the rest of the night.
All right.
Well, we'll see how this goes on. So let's go on.
By the way, the best I think the last great match for the Grizzly title was at High Stakes. So.
The C4 match.
Yes,
I do believe match. You're forgetting the Santa Surprise match at Christmas.
Which wasn't even that was chosen by you, Rob.
Well,
the last time that a
There was no champion.
So, all right.
And I gotta agree, Santa Surprise was quite an interesting match.
That was a lot of fun.
We might have to make that one an annual.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah,
yes.
That would be like, we need to get more people in on it. Sort of like this massive Money in the Bank match.
Could be.
But
be.
We'll worry about that.
Yeah, we got a whole year. We got 11, 12, 10, something. We got lots of months to go.
Yeah, a long time.
So what do we got next? I know what we got next. We got an IC title match, if I'm thinking right.
Yes, we have an Intercontinental title match. It's Riona Langley, the champion forever, versus Corey Lazarus.
Thoughts? The undeserving champion forever.
Hey, you know, it's really not her fault that she hasn't been able to defend the title.
Blah, blah, blah. She could have gone in the office and asked for a match on a week off.
But anyway, here is the thing. Corey Lazarus, former world champion. Is there anything else about him that's noteworthy or interesting?
He does poor movie parodies.
Yes. I see. That's It's so you not know, ringing endorsement.
He shares something with you, Rob, that not a lot of people share. He got walloped by Mark McNasty a lot.
Yeah. So, okay, this match, you know, this is an interesting match because it's two relatively big names, yet nobody seems to be finding the hype to even care about it.
Well,
I don't know why.
I think part of the problem is that we've already seen these two, you know, together in the ring a lot. We've also seen them together in the ring a lot recently during the whole tournament, you know, for the...
Pretty much it seems like ever since Corey Lazarus came back at Good versus Evil, we've had Riona versus Laz every other week, be it in the triple threat against Scotty Snow or the Dome of Destruction. They've been in two singles match. I think they had a singles match. They had the tournament match. It just seems like the champion versus challengers match. They fought off against each other so many times now that this match is almost perfunctionary. It's just there.
What are they going to do to kind of make this match different than the others? Because it's real easy for, you know, to go out, and especially against somebody that you wrestled many times, to have the same match over and over and over again. Just go through the motions and, you know, somebody's going to end up winning eventually. But you know, these are not the type of people that do that. So what's going to happen? What is going to make this match stand out? Is somebody going to get blown up? Maybe. That'd be nice.
No.
As long as they get blown up and not blown, we're okay.
No, because if Riona gets blown up, that's going to be syphilis all through the arena. I don't think we want to deal with a class action lawsuit like that.
You should have thought about that before you booked the C4 match all those months ago.
Hey, I didn't book shit.
I'm not saying you did.
Anyway, next match.
Do any of us?
Wow, this match isn't getting respect on the podcast. What the hell?
I got Riona. It's her first.
I gotta go with Lazarus just as the underdog again.
You know, I despise Corey Lazarus, and I really don't like Riona. I'm stuck. I am stuck in a hard situation here. I'm just going to say that Jethro Hayes wins both this and the TV title. I don't know how it's going to work out. I don't know. It's a wild prediction.
It's Riona's first title defense in since Good versus Evil, where she pounded on Victor Stone. She's going to want to try and say, you know, in her mind, she feels like she's not getting respect, and I've had a couple conversations with her over this.
It's not in her mind, just so you know.
She's not getting respect because she's had that title for a long time and hasn't had any chance to defend it. This is her first chance to defend it. It's her first time inside the PWA Dome. This is the biggest stage of all. You know, even though it's not the main event, she's still going to want to go out there and perform. I feel, and I'm sure Laz is feeling the same way, especially since every time that Corey Lazarus has been in the ring with Riona Langley, he has lost. That's got to be a big motivating factor for him to finally get over that Riona hump, so to speak. And I know that sounds awful.
Yeah, that takes, that takes 6 to 8 weeks and a lot of penicillin.
Yeah, but
well, the one
if,
thing
I can,
about it,
if we can be serious about this for one
not
second.
Not really, but go ahead.
I can see this being a great match, or I can see this being, you know, just a dud. The two don't have great chemistry with each other. But at the same time, it's big matches. It's Genesis. I think Riona will win this one again, but I don't know. It's just that.
I just don't see Corey pulling it out. I just see him. He's going to be too focused on his little blog, and he's going to be focused too much on his movie. Corey just gets so distracted. And he puts so much into trying to impress. He doesn't focus, you know. And I just see being his downfall. Riona's going to blab, yeah, but at least she has her eye on the prize, you know.
Okay, then.
So,
all right, now we get to the main event.
Scotty Snow versus Jamie Flynn.
That's right, the show is...
Yes, Scotty Snow versus Jamie Flynn.
The show is God damn it.
The meat and the potatoes.
Don't tell me you forgot to record this again.
No, the show is bookended by the Phoenix World title defenses. It's going to be a fantastic thing, and it's going to be bookended by Phoenix title victories. So,
Rob, you're not allowed to predict your own matches.
Yeah, there's no point in predicting it. It's the Phoenix is going to win. This is no. All right, let me set the stage for you. 10 years ago, I created a little thing called the PWA. 10 years ago, I created a little thing called Genesis. 10 years later, yeah. You know what? I got an idea. Why don't you give me some coffee, you motherfucking intern?
Wait, what?
Then you'd be awake.
Now, 10 years later, here I am, main eventing, defending the world heavyweight title, the most prestigious prize in the business. It's mine. I'm defending it. This is called destiny. It's my destiny. This is not Jamie Flynn's destiny. He's got no chance.
Quick question.
In the real world, we would like to discuss how Jamie Flynn has every chance to win this match, as he is, I believe, undefeated in title opportunities.
Really? And you know what? 2 months ago, Riona Langley was undefeated on pay-per-view.
Okay.
Yeah? Yeah.
That was also in a six-person bloodbath of a match.
You came out of that match
last, so you were the favorite to win anyway.
You know what? That's just excuses. You know,
to win, and your plan was executed perfectly.
It's just excuses, Rich. Rich, it's just excuses. You know, somebody's got to be last. Somebody's got to be first. It's not the first match where someone has come in first, and you know they haven't had the potential to win. It's a bitch. We all know it, but it can happen. It just takes dedication, it takes the heart, and they just didn't have it. Phoenix may have had the cheap shot, the golden ticket, but, you know, if somebody just wanted that much more, the next to last person only had a, like, couple-minute difference. Why couldn't they get it, you know? So you can't just say that it's an excuse that it was a six-person bloodbath. Phoenix just wanted it that much damn more, sadly.
Wow. If we were paying you, you would probably get a raise. But, yeah.
So I wouldn't be getting paid to go get you that coffee.
We are giving him a 200% raise.
But here, so here's the thing, though. So, you know, people said the Phoenix didn't have a chance of winning the Dome of Destruction. And I did. People said that, you know, Riona Langley's undefeated on pay-per-view. Well, not now. Not twice now. In a row. So, you know, the Phoenix, hell, people said Phoenix was retired. You know, never to enter the ring again.
Well, he kind of was.
Kind of, but not really.
Yeah, so, I still wonder about that.
The Phoenix got Scotty Snow to the TV title. You talk about doing impossible things. Well, there you fucking go. Yeah, you got nothing. Nothing.
I got some pocket win and a couple pennies.
So, you know what? I'm sick and tired of people dismissing the Phoenix with all these stupid fucking claims that he's not a worthy champion, that he didn't earn his way. You know what? Anybody that comes out victorious in the Dome of Destruction, I don't care who the hell it is, anybody that comes out victorious earned it. You want to dispute that? Go and dispute it. You can't do it. It's impossible.
All right.
Yeah, that's right. But that's fucking right.
Which Razor won, so...
But
I still got Jamie on this one. Sorry, Rob.
Yeah, well, you're wrong. You're wrong. You could not be more wrong if you were Mark McNasty. And that's very wrong.
Yeah, well, we fired him. You're supposed to be retired. No one listens.
What confuses me, you want to talk about no one listening. I thought you fired him because you didn't have health insurance to pay for him. Yet tonight you say he has better health insurance than Robinson does. It makes no sense. It's like an Asian lady behind the wheel of a car. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, welcome to Chameleon's world. But
anything that deals with Phoenix, everybody else gets better.
I just got to say, I think Phoenix might have a shot.
Yeah, I've got to say, it's people keep dismissing me, and I keep proving them wrong, and this is going to be no different.
My lips burn, my tongue is falling out, but I really think Phoenix might have a shot.
Yeah, that's goddamn right, he's got a shot. All right, so there we go.
What
it's unanimous. Phoenix is going to win.
No, it is not unanimous.
You don't
Chameleon,
count.
What are you saying?
I think he's going to win. All right.
I think that joke's been done a lot before.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do?
Say to come up with some fresh material.
No, I don't need to.
On PWA Radio, fresh material? Yeah. What?
Good point.
Yeah, you know, if only we had writers that got paid. So,
yeah.
All right, so there we go. Unanimous. Phoenix will be retaining twice at the... big,
it's not unanimous. I still don't think that.
You think you matter?
If only you had a vote. I revoke your vote. You get no vote.
Does the co-host get two votes?
Does the intern? Yes, the intern's got two votes. Thus, it's more than unanimous.
One for Robinson. One for Chameleon.
I don't even know. So.
I like to mix things up.
All right. God damn it. We've really torn through this stuff. And by tore through, I meant slow as a herd of fucking turtles. Yes, what? So let's,
what?
You know, we got a segment we got to do. And this is only fitting with Genesis here. Genesis coming up. But we got to do the big,
Ask Razor.
There we go. We got some more letters in for Razor this week, folks. And it's pretty spectacular, so here we go. First letter. It's coming from us from... I'm sorry. It's coming to us from a guy named Kyle in Atlanta. And Kyle says, Dear Razor, why do you have to be at every Genesis? What the hell do you have to prove?
I have to be at every Genesis so people will not...
Dad, I broke up on my end.
I will have to be at Genesis every time so people will not forget me, since I am so stoic and boring and do the same damn thing every time. You could think that when you watch a match of mine, you're watching a rerun.
All right.
You know...
What?
You know, I gotta say, as scary as a thought as it may be, I hope Razor comes onto the show once, just once, so you guys can enjoy his company.
I mean, once. This is the second edition of
Ask Razor.
All right, our next letter comes to us from Dan in New York, and Dan writes, "Dear Razor, why did you pick Victor Snow to wrestle at Genesis?"
I Victor picked Victor Snow? Snow so that I could give him some exposure, because Victor Snow is virtually unknown.
Wow. Apparently old Dan doesn't know how to type. But,
No. Is that a Freudian slip? There are chances or something?
I would have bought his brother Scoot Nash Strader, but he is unavailable.
That would have been a good match.
That would have been, as long as John McDaniel
as opposed to Scott Nash Strader, who is currently having matches
in hell, apparently. If the headline is to be believed, he's in hell, which is, of course, synonymous with Canada.
This is some good stuff, yeah.
God damn it. All right.
Next?
Oh, I'm sorry. Jeez, that was just wrong. So our next letter comes to us from Tammy in Salt Lake City, Utah. I didn't know we got on air in Salt Lake City, but there we go.
I hear Mormons like us.
Really? Interesting. And she writes...
Wait a minute. Go ahead.
She writes, Dear Razor, I noticed that you eat a lot of souls, and yet you have such a fine, youthful figure. How many calories are in a soul?
I lost track a long time ago. What I actually focus more on is the amount of laxatives I can cram into my mouth before it starts to hurt my jaw.
I don't understand how that answers
that one made no sense at all.
Calories in a soul.
Yeah. I guess about 15. It's okay. Really important.
Interesting.
So it would depend on the sale, I guess.
Something you have on the side with a salad.
I'm gonna guess Mass Large Sole has more calories than, say, a Scottish No Sole.
Yeah, it's like Soylent Cola. It varies from person to person.
Okay. Yep. All right, and finally, this is another, it's a theme question here. But we got this, and this one is coming to us from a guy named Andrew. And Andrew comes to us from Long Island, New York. And Andrew wants to know, Dear Razor, how do you get souls to eat whenever you're not actively wrestling?
Well, you know, I just had to, I tracked down a few of the wrestlers who aren't really well known anymore since no one will miss them. And, you know, there's
like
some...
Like, well?
Some sulfuric
acid. So that's
acid.
What happened to Nuke Fusion.
Some sulfuric acid here.
Yeah, those guys, you never seen more Hank Serbia? Razor ate him.
I had him.
You know, I'm a little confused, though. I thought Razor was the soul taker, not the soul eater.
No,
so this whole theme of yours.
Well, you know, taking leads to eating, and eating leads to the laxative comment, but whatever.
Right.
Right. Well, I'm glad we could really start this new little bit on PW Radio. It's very makes me happy to know that we can, you know, after 32 episodes, we can still.
Yeah, how is it that this segment gets all the letters coming in, yet we never seem to get any responses to the shows on the PWA Radio website?
People love
that's
Razor.
How popular Razor is.
People love Razor.
Yep.
You know what? Why not? Let's see. You know, and if you've got some questions for Razor, you know where you can go, don't you? Of course you do. You can go to our blog at pwaradio.com. Post it in the comments section. That's not good enough for you. If you really want to send us the email, you know where you can send it. You can send it at to pwapodcast@gmail.com. What's that again?
Come on, co-host.
What? I'm sorry.
pwapodcast@gmail.com. There you go. gmail.com. And just a follow-up for anybody that was listening when we got the letter about winning the online Cyber Lotto, we've heard nothing back. We were hoping to be able to actually, you know, pay some people to produce something for us, but that online Cyber Lotto thing did not pan out. I'm very upset.
Such a shame.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We're all sad here at PWA Radio.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe I could get the A-grade insurance, but whatever. So there you go.
I don't think you can get A-grade insurance if you're an active wrestler.
I don't know. I'm very... I need to take a nap. All right, folks. That's it for week
30. Gotta prepare for the pay-per-view, huh?
For episode 32. Well, yeah. You know what? You're right. I think I'm going to go right home and watch some Jamie Flynn promos. Oh, all right. That's being generous. I'm not going to make it through all of one before I'm asleep.
No. Well, hey, you can make it through one Jamie Flynn promo?
No.
Wow.
No fucking chance.
We should market those instead of sleeping pills.
Well, you know, we got the Razor Best Of DVD also. We have many fine options aplenty in the PWA.
The Best Of Riona Langley promos.
Actually, the funny thing is, you know, we have so many 3-disc DVDs nowadays. Razor holds the record. He's got a 2-minute DVD, Best of Razor, and you watch one promo, and it's essentially like reliving the last 10 years. It's such a great deal.
It's
the best
virtually a time machine.
And yet, well, it seems to work.
How did you get Razor to agree to come on the show when you guys spend all the time ragging on him?
Well, no, this is promotion. Razor loves it. If it's one thing that Razor's a fan of, it is self-promotion. And he comes on the show because, you know, he, you know, that's... Well, let's ask him. We got him in the studio. Hey, Razor, Rich from Baltimore wants to know, why do you come on the show?
I come on the show because Phoenix knows the right spot to itch behind my ear.
What the? All right.
You needed more time for that one, I'm afraid.
It's a little creepy. I don't.
Just a tad.
That was bad. All right. So there you go. You got your answer, Rich. I hope you enjoyed it.
I did.
And I hope everybody listening enjoyed the extra, you know, length show. An hour and a half? It's going to be an hour and a half. Goddamn, people. It's an hour and a half.
Yeah,
so,
I got to go eat.
Don't you people have lives?
I thought man, I got so much stuff to do, and here I am wasting an hour and a half bringing you the preview for the biggest show of the year because I'm main eventing twice. PWA.
No,
Genesis,
you're only main eventing once. There's only one main event. Because you happen to you are both curtain jerking and main eventing.
So what you're saying is I'm setting the tone for the entire show and main eventing. But really, frankly, anytime I wrestle, it's the main event.
Mind when he goes to McDonald's and orders a hamburger. It's a main event.
Yeah. Well.
A main event hamburger. You can only get those at Burger King.
Where you can have your way.
I prefer Wendy's, but...
I concur. Wendy's is pretty good, actually.
Yeah, Wendy's is the shit.
I think I will get some.
You can give you shit, yeah.
All right, folks, that's it for episode...
Oh, that's Kentucky Fried Chicken.
This show's going to end before we talk about every food place.
You know, we're getting Del Taco here. Do you guys have Del Taco wherever you guys are?
Nope. We do not have Del Taco here.
All right, Del Taco is pretty tasty, but here's the thing. It's kind of Taco Bell-ish, but actually I think their tacos are better than the Taco Bell tacos. But they come with a side of French fries, like crinkle-cut French fries. How fucking weird is that? Yeah.
That's awesome. When I was little, me and my dad used to go to we'd go to Taco Bell, and then we'd drive next door to Dairy Queen to get French fries.
Yeah. Well, you need a Del Taco.
I think I would go to McDonald's and get a burger, and then go right next door to Boardwalk Fries and get the fries.
Okay, that's not even close to the same thing. Why do you interject with crappy stories like that?
What? Boardwalk Fries is awesome.
You got a burger and fries. That's not weird.
Are we done with radio here? Jeez, I'm tired. I need food.
You know what?
You're talking about.
I don't know. Everyone knows, for the record, if I had insurance.
Everyone knows, for the record, that the best fast food on earth is Chick-fil-A.
Oh my god!
No, Zaxby's is better.
Except I only ever want Chick-fil-A on Sundays, and it's a bitch. But so there you go. All right, folks. That's it for episode 30. You know, I was amazed when I moved down to Florida because in Missouri, Chick-fil-A is only available in the mall, and down here they've got like fucking freestanding Chick-fil-A's on every goddamn corner.
We got the Dorfers.
Got plenty of them up in Maryland.
Anyway, so that's it with episode 32, because nobody gives a shit, unless you're hungry, in which case we are certainly not helping. So, for everybody here, I am your host, Rob Robinson, and the, you know, fuck everybody else. And tune in this Saturday to Genesis 9.
I thought Genesis was on Sunday.
Is it Sunday?
It's Sunday, Rob.
It's Sunday.
Rob, if you want to, show up Saturday, that's fine with us.
Yeah.
But I thought all the shows were on Saturdays now.
Not pay per views and move to Sundays.
God damn it! That's what happened.
Didn't you get the memo?
No, I don't. Well, maybe I don't really kind of check that stuff.
You're the president. Aren't you supposed to read those things?
That's the intern's job. You know what?
I only got so many hours in the day. You want me to get Razor Latte? You want me to get Razor Hot Dog? Then you want me to read your goddamn mail and build Radio Rich's desk from the scrap wood we found out behind where the rats would nest in. I mean, shit, I only got so much time in a day.
All right. Fair enough. All right, folks, that's it. Tune in Sunday for Genesis 9, Destiny, from the PWA Dome in beautiful... Well, it's not really downtown. It's actually more in Dogtown. But it's in St. Louis, Missouri, my hometown. And watch me, you know, kick some ass.